And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Louisiana's Attorney General is building a case against New York abortion doctor Margaret Carpenter, who's now accused of mailing deadly abortion pills to a second woman in the state, this time to a mother 20 weeks pregnant, far beyond the FDA's 10-week limit. After taking the pills, the woman delivered her baby, and then, according to the Attorney General, she and her boyfriend took the baby wrapped in a towel and threw it in a garbage can. Carpenter was already indicted for sending abortion pills to a Louisiana mother who allegedly forced them on her teenage daughter. And in Illinois, the state's unregulated abortion industry continues its reign of terror, with six women injured at abortion facilities in just 1 month. A 21-year-old woman required emergency transport from Flossmoor Planned Parenthood after a botched dilation and evacuation abortion left her with intractable pain so severe that even ketamine, fentanyl, and other drugs couldn't touch it. This is what safe abortion looks like in the abortion destination, Illinois. Meanwhile, in California, Governor Gavin Newsom wants taxpayers to bankroll his state as an abortion sanctuary by authorizing CalRx to directly purchase abortion pills. Newsom claims this will help circumvent politically motivated abortion restrictions because apparently helping women kill their children is a higher priority than protecting them from dangerous unregulated pills that have sent thousands to emergency rooms nationwide. And there's better news from Congress, where House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has promised that legislation to defund Planned Parenthood will pass next week despite a setback in committee. In a disturbing glimpse of America's possible future, a Brazilian woman faces criminal charges for the thought crime of noting that a human ancestor skeleton called Lucy was female. Police showed up at the lady's home, threatening arrest after she ridiculed a trans activist who claimed identifying Lucy as female based on her pelvic bone structure was transphobic. Back home, a Clinton-appointed federal judge overruled Florida's law protecting children from drag performances, allowing Naples Pride to host a drag show near a playground despite previous performances featuring men in fishnet stockings, just 100 feet away from where children play. In Virginia, Arlington County unanimously voted to shield illegal alien criminals, including MS-13 gang members, from ICE, prohibiting police from reporting arrests, even for violent felonies. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.